You're standing in front of one of the landmarks of European art. It's the first double portrait. It's the first portrait in which the sitters are located in the interior. And it's the first portrait in which we have a view outside onto a landscape in that interior. In the foreground, we see a woman who has been identified as Angela di Bernardo Sapiti, a Florentine. She is dressed to the hilt in French fashion. Her clothes are velvet brocades, and the hat is embroidered with seed pearls. She wears at least four rings, and over her wrist, you'll see an inscription picked out in seed pearls. L-E-A-L-T-A, Lealta, faithful. She is the faithful wife, and she is the faithful wife, doubtless, of the man who was staring at her through the window, his hands resting on his family coat of arms. He's perhaps Lorenzo di Ranieri Scolari. The view out onto the landscape may well be properties that they had in the countryside outside of Florence. The fact that they are shown in profile is normal, because this was the preferred way for showing people in Florentine portraiture well down into the third quarter of the century. Intriguing is the use of shadow. You'll see that the man peeking through the window is casting a shadow onto the window embrasure. Now, we happen to know, as Filippo Lippi certainly did, that the Roman writer Pliny had located the origin of painting in the tracing of a shadow cast by the beloved onto the wall. So in the shadow, Filippo Lippi is possibly making a comment both about the origin of painting and about the nature of love and the desire to commemorate it. Keith Christensen, European Paintings.